Blog Talk Radio.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face, but a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap will never, 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 never begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Have you heard? When I begin to die, it leaves someone to cry.
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soap will never wash away the memory. Wash away my tears. I'll never lose a memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. It's gonna never, never, never wash away my.
All right, all right, all right. Good old rock and roll to soothe your soul. And it seems as if our souls need a whole lot of soothing. So I expect a lot of people at the gospel show on Sunday. I tell you, you can use it right now. Guys, with all the coronavirus and stuff going around, everybody's scared. I understand that. But, you know, calm down and be logical, folks. If you take care and you wash and you stay out of the big crowds, which is a little bit difficult if you live in L.A. or New York City or Phoenix. Thank you, God, I don't live in Phoenix. I live 2 hours outside of Phoenix. So just calm down. Calm down. Use some normal precautions, the same ones that you would use for the flu, and just weather it out. Drink a little water every 15 minutes. Rinse your mouth out with water. When that coronavirus gets washed into your stomach juices will kill it. And it's no danger. It's not the big, bad, tough monster that nothing can control. You know, it can be controlled. Just calm down, use your head, and you got it. Okay? I'm not saying nobody's going to catch it. That's going to happen. But you'll weather it out. We'll all get through it. Don't panic. It's okay. If you panic, that's when you're going to make a mistake and get sick. Don't panic. Panic ain't going to help nothing, especially not keep you from getting it. So, you know, it's going to be okay, guys. It really is going to be okay. God's got this. There's a reason for it. We'll get through it. Don't worry about it, okay? Just take some normal precautions, the same that you would for the flu, and it's going to be okay. We're going to be fine. Don't worry about it, all right? In the meantime, let's do something fun. John brought this to my attention, and I says, can I play it? Can I play it? And he said, if you want to. So here it is. The Huckabuck line dance music.
Hey!
When they're actually doing the line dance, it's even more fun. So look it up, you know. Hey, don't miss out because it's great. All right. I ran across one while I was looking for other stuff just yesterday, as a matter of fact, day before yesterday, somewhere this week anyway. And it's one I love. It's the end song from Dirty Dancing, which is one of my favorite movies. I have no idea why it has no redeeming qualities, but I love that movie. Maybe it's just because I like to watch Patrick Swayze dance. I'm not sure, but I love it. Anyway, Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes do the last song in the movie, and it's called I've Had the Time of My Life. So think on this one instead.
Now I've had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I've had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
Time of my life.
time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear
way.
It's the truth, and I hope it.
Jennifer Warnes from Dirty Dancing, which starred Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. So,
brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know. I like that movie.
I love the song. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. It's the last song of the movie, and it's not the most romantic song of the movie, but it's pretty good. You know,
that's
where boy meets girl comes to fruition, or whatever you want to call it. It's a namby-pamby nothing movie, folks, but it's fun to watch. So, hey, you know, give it a gander and enjoy. It's really kind of cool. Say hi, you guys from across the water. How are you doing?
Well, hello. I'm fine, thank you very much. And you?
Well, I was so tired this morning. After work, I had to go get something to eat and get my license tabs. And I come home and what did I do when I got home? I don't remember. I think I real quick finished loading my music, and then I forgot to send the links. So it's a good thing you guys get your it's a good thing you guys get your invites from when I make the show up, because that happened what, 2 or 3 days ago, and otherwise you might not have got those either.
No, I didn't get onto Shauna's the other day. I felt terrible, but I just couldn't make it. So I'm glad I'm in here today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah,
so,
can't hear Anne. Is Anne on?
Anne, can you hear us? Anne is here. I see her in my studio.
Come in, Anne. Where are
well,
you?
Well, remember, she had this problem last time, too.
Yes, she did, yes.
Where she could hear us, but we couldn't hear her.
Well, she's saying, I'm there. Okay, I am. Laugh out loud.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. Well, you know, she's gonna drop off and then come back on. And we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, she'll be back. She'll be back.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
that's one thing I love about you guys.
She'll be back.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Well, what way do you want to take that?
Let's call it a promise.
Yes, that, a you promise, know, yes.
She's our friend, so we'll call it a promise. It's okay. We can do that, yeah. It sounds a lot better that way, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, and she's lovely.
Oh, yeah. We love her a lot. I found one that just kind of made me smile. It's kind of an old-timey one. I'd never heard it before, but it made me smile. So I thought, yeah, let's play that. We need some of that smiling stuff. So enjoy this. It's not your normal rock and roll that I usually play, but I play all kinds of stuff anyway, so this is fine. Not a problem. This is Foster and Allen singing, Darling, Say You'll Love Me When I'm Old.
Aww.
Yeah.
Darling,
hand in hand. The maiden wore a shiny wedding band. She said, my love, you own my heart and soul. So promise that you love me when I'm old. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold, and say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. He kissed her lips and touched her golden hair, then looked upon her face, so young and fair. He held her gently to his loving heart, saying only God above could make us part. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold, and say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm seven kids to grace their happy life. Sometimes the clouds grew dark and nights were cold. Somehow their love grew strong as they grew old. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold, and say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old.
Now, wasn't that fun? How many songs do you hear an accordion on? I mean, you know, it's just not done anymore. I doubt there's probably a lot of people out there don't know what an accordion is anymore. Oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Oh well, it doesn't matter. I know what I know, and that's just how it is. So, you know, there was a while back John and I were talking, and he kind of laughed at me a little bit, and he says, no one admits to liking ABBA. But you know what? I did, because I like ABBA. I mean, you know, it's just one of those weird things about me, I guess. But I saw this one. I thought, you know, we haven't played ABBA in a while, so I'm going to play a song by ABBA called I Have a Dream. Think about that.
Of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good.
Some of them just work that way. I don't know what the deal is. I don't make them.
Should we
anyway,
sing along?
Sure. Weren't you? Weren't you?
I was singing along, yeah.
Good. There you go. Hey, Anne, are you there now? Anne?
Coming, Anne.
Well, she came in and she asked if we could hear her now, and I guess the answer is no.
Oh, no.
She can hear
she
us.
She said she's talking.
I know. And, oh, but, you know, Anne. What matters is that she can hear us. That's, you know,
that's
and
true.
It would be nice to hear her, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. And who knows why? It just happens sometimes. And that's how it is this time. So you just hang in there with us, honey, and you can listen. And that'll be better than nothing at all. We know you're there. I can see you're here. So, you know, we'll just take what we can get this time. That's
true.
How it has to be sometimes. You know, that's okay.
It's happened to me many times.
Oh, I know. My gosh. And you're not bopping back and forth too badly so far.
Don't speak too soon.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah. The show is young yet.
That's true.
Well, Anne just went out and came back in. Can we hear her now?
Hello?
No. No, we still can't hear you, sweetie. Just kind of hang in there and listen. It's okay. We understand. It's not your fault. You are trying. Believe me, you are trying. But don't worry about it. It's all right. We'll just roll with the flow and not have a big problem with it. John sent me a cover. And it's something that has just come out. That's kind of cool. Do you all know the name Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
Very good. This is a cover of an Elvis song that Kelly Clarkson is doing. Yes.
Okay.
I Can't Help Falling in Love. So enjoy.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I
to my channel. Subscribe.
There you go. She did a good job, I think.
Yes, so did I. I thought it was quite pretty.
I thought I'd lost you. I thought I'd lost your sound too there for a second.
No. I've come. No.
Yeah,
you've
Anne's
still got
still
me.
Here, but Anne is still here and he's just not I just can't hear her. That's all. I don't know what the deal is, but that's all right.
It's just the way it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it's just all mucked up and there's nothing you can do about it. And this is one of those times. So you just hang in there, honey, because we know you're here and that's a good thing. We like knowing you're here. I like having you in here if we can't hear you. So anyway, all right, I've got something cool that I found that I did not know she had done, but John's going to like this one. It's an ABBA song.
Oh.
Sung by Cher.
Oh, right.
So I know John's going to like this one. So here we go with Cher doing Dancing Queen. I was distracted for just a minute. Okaying pictures. It's like you get stuck into stuff like that. You know, it's whatever. Oh, what do we play now? We're just I'm having fun. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a great time. Let's do another request. This is one I hadn't heard before that I can recall, but I liked it. So, you know, John sent me this one, and it's Paul Ansel doing Uncle Pen. I have no idea. I can't see anything about it, but I liked it. So here it is. Trying to find Brandon's request that I didn't get played because my internet was down for a while. And so there was one. Here it is. It's Josh Groban doing a song called So She Dances. So I do get to him eventually, Brandon. So here you are.
For the chance I should take,
That was nice. You know, I've never heard it before until I played it when Brandon sent it to me, but I like it. It's really it's kind of sad, but with his voice singing it, you want to keep listening to it. It's not like so sad you have to go cry and don't want to listen anymore. It's kind of a sweet sad, you know? So, yeah, I liked it. So I hope you all liked it. I know Brandon liked it. So there we go. Now it's time to pick this up. I do have some slower ones I have to do still, but we're going to pick the mood up just a little bit for a couple songs here and get our blood flowing a little, because it's a little bit cool and rainy here. It's in the 60s and it's been raining all night and all day, and I've seen most of it because I was awake all night. So, you know, I've been awake most of the day. I who needs sleep? It's overrated. So there you go. Anyway, I want to listen to the Doobie Brothers. And I know y'all like the Doobie Brothers. Doobie Brothers are going to sing Black Water.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great, mama. Gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry.
Land, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
There you go, guys. Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers, let's see. That album, I believe, let's see, I was working at the coin shop in Tahunga outside L.A., so that had to be 1975?
Yes, it must be around that time.
There you go. I never thought I'd remember that. That scares me, guys.
Them.
That scares me.
Oh,
I remember
scares
that.
Me too.
Oh, man. I wonder if it's going to get worse and worse as I get older.
I was 20. Oh.
I'm not telling. Well, everybody knows enough about me, they can figure it out. It's not that big of a deal. So, let's see.
Yeah.
75.
I was 20. Going on 21. Yeah.
75. Well, the summer of 75, I was 22. So, oh my gosh. Well, hey, you know, I was 12 once too. Uh huh. All right.
And me.
Okay, guys. Do you all remember Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes.
Well, I'm not playing them. Okay.
Oh.
But I am going to play one of their songs. But it's by one of my favorite groups, Pentatonix. So here's Blowin' in the Wind, a cappella, by Pentatonix.
Lovely.
It is.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man?
How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years can a mountain exist before washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
It sounds like there is a bass playing, but it's not. That's a voice. And that's what I find so phenomenal, is that they even do the instrumentation with their voices. And I just love these guys. You probably hear a lot of them, and that's just something you're going to have to deal with, because I love them. So, okay, I have another request to do, and John sent me this one as well, and it's actually one I used to sing, so it was kind of cool to have it come in as a request. Roberta Flack.
Oh,
Killing
yeah.
Me Softly.
Yes.
Yes.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Flack is cool, man. She was good. I don't know what she's doing now. Yeah. I don't know what
she's doing now,
but is she still around? I don't even know that anymore.
I think she is. I haven't heard nothing.
We could find out, couldn't we? We could find out. Okay. You know, I am going to play an Elvis song, an actual, real, true Elvis song. So, we can make the morning, and I love it.
I just thought I heard a small voice crying. Looked again and thought it was me. I feel like a little boy denying that he fears the night, 'cause he can't see. There are large thoughts that stop you crying. Don't be scared to search, 'cause you may find. Fatal's not a candle for your footsteps. Time rolls back the shadows of the mind. Here
first companion. Spend the night alone, faith may be. Share it all and see how fears start fading. Chase away the shadows with a flame. Dawn's elusive light is just beginning. Now the day can push away the night. Dreams can make the sun appear much brighter. Hope creates a good hope for life. It's the love, long, long life. We can make the morning if we try. It's the love, long, long life. We can make the morning if we try. We can make the morning, you and I, together.
Yes, I love that song.
So do I.
I love that song. So, I'm kind of distracted. I'm doing three things at once here. Oh, please forgive me. I'm not trying to ignore any of you. And poor Ann, she's still trying. Let's see. You're unmuted, Ann. Can we hear you yet?
I don't know. Can you?
Yes, we can. Oh, wow.
Yay.
Hello.
Yay. Hey. I don't know what it is, but it worked. Yeah. Cool.
Oh,
we
well,
like
though.
That. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And on that note, we're going to play a fun one.
Okay.
This one just tickles my funny bone every time I hear it. It's I first heard it at the radio station I used to work at. So I guess it's country. I don't know. Doesn't sound country to me, but I think they class it that way. Anyway, I just like the song. I think it's hilarious. It's by Confederate Railroad. And it's called Trashy Women.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutante, planning symphony. But I like my music hard, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge. Feeling confused, and I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. This little partner, son, she ain't no kid. That cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? Their hair is dyed.
a heart of gold. Yeah, I like a bracket. I like a brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
He likes his women just as tacky as he.
I like it.
Isn't it a fun song?
That was.
It's just fun. Yeah, I like that. It gets you kind of going, oh, all right. Yeah, I guess that is kind of trashy, isn't it? Oh, well. Somebody always likes it, so it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
No problem. Exactly. We don't have to worry about that, right? So, okay. The Animals. Do you guys remember The Animals back from the 60s? Or from back in the 60s? Something like that, anyway. They did House of the Rising Sun. Eric Burdon and the Animals. So, anyway, this is another song they did. And back when they wore black suits, white shirts, and black ties, it was kind of being copied from the Beatles back then for a few years. And then they got wise and just decided to be themselves, and it was so much more fun. So anyway, this is the Animals doing Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. Don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. Sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. That's one thing I never mean to do. Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
There we go. That's The Animals. And that was from, oh, let me think. 65, 66, somewhere around in that era. I'm sitting here frantically going through my brain trying to remember what was going on when that was popular. What was going on? I think it was 65 or 66. So, yeah, somewhere around in there anyway. When the animals were popular, that's when they did it. That works just as well as anything else at this point in time, I think. So we've got it. We've got it. We've got it. Yeah, you know, hey, you do what you can, right? And sometimes it's tough, I tell you. I'm still trying to do three things at once, and my brain's going, huh, huh, huh. Anyway, all right, let's do a nice one. I like it. Aerosmith. You guys all remember Steve Tyler?
Yeah, I do.
He's got a big mouth is what he's got. I mean, come on. Let's just say it. And
you
he knows
forget
it.
That. That's for certain.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I really like is he can actually scream musically. And that just fascinates me.
Yeah.
It just True. Really fascinates me. But anyway, I'm not playing the screaming song, so it's okay. You don't have to gear
well, Jenny,
for that
Well, Jenny, you
one.
Sure
it's
do
okay.
play some good songs. I enjoy them.
Oh, good, good, good. That's awesome. You said you had a question to ask me, honey.
I do, Miss Jenny Denny. I wanted to ask you, due to your prior song before you played the last one, do you like your man a little bit on the trashy side?
Oh, honey, as long as I like my man, that's I don't care. As long as it's not too trashy. You know, too,
I
there
had
is
to ask you that
trashy.
Because but, you know, that song
no.
has been around forever, and I've heard it so many times.
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah.
Know.
I can't count how many times I've heard that. But, no, I like him. I like him classy.
Yeah, I do too.
I do like them classy, you know, classy and clean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway,
yeah,
I hope
please
you're doing
don't
well.
Have...
I've been listening to your songs, and I do enjoy them. They're very very soothing to me, and you do a great job. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. And just remember, you know, classy and clean. No greasy
exactly.
hair allowed. I can't deal with
no,
greasy
no,
hair
not at
pit.
All.
That's no. You got no. <It's>, now that we've established those parameters.
Well, I just had to ask you
going,
that question now. I just had
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you were dying to get that off your chest. You were dying to get that off, weren't you? That was funny. Well, okay, kid.
We have to make our fun.
We're going to listen to Steve Perry now. He's with a band called Aerosmith. If you haven't heard of that, you've just been dead or buried in a cave somewhere. That's a possibility, too. So
yeah.
They're going to sing Angel.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I'm
All right, there we go with Aerosmith and Angel. I like that song.
Well, that goes back
well,
a while,
I like Aerosmith. Yeah. I like Aerosmith, so that's cool, too. Well, hey, guys, I've got 7 minutes yet, so it's still time right now to say thank you so much for being with me. It's been kind of rough on Ann and Susan, especially Ann, because you can't hear her 90% of the time. But you know what? She was here, and she kept coming back and trying again and again and again. And we could hear her for a little bit, but then she went away again. But she's in my studio right now. Can't hear her, but she's in my studio.
So, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you now. Yes. Susan's been back and forth a couple times, and it's, you know, it must be the weather because it's awfully rainy and nucky here. But, you know, in the desert, rain is a good thing because it doesn't happen all the time.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So we appreciate it, except that now all the grass and all the weeds are going to come up and I'm going to have to do yard work and that's going to hurt and oh well has to be done. So I'll be out doing it anyway. But by the same token, my roses are growing and they're going to bloom and my aloe vera is blooming. So my garden cactus should be coming up and blooming within another month. So, you know, it ain't all bad. I'll take
pretty.
The weeds.
Sounds
and
real pretty.
The flowers.
But I didn't think you had grass there where you are, Jenny.
Oh, well, yes, we do. Just not all the time because when it gets hot, the heat kills it. So, but then come spring, it all comes back again. I'm not sure
just for
that's
a while.
Good. But, yeah, until it gets hot, which usually happens along about May. So, for a couple months, we have grass, and I have a section of my yard cordoned off with bricks, and that's my cactus garden. But right now, you can kind of see the cactus where I've pulled the grass away from it, but I like grass, so I let the grass grow. I'm not sure the managers
are
exactly happy with me, but
too
bad.
You like the walking grass. I know you said in the past you love the walking grass.
I love walking barefoot, but you can't walk barefoot in this grass because the cactus are planted there, and right now you can't see them very well, so it's not a good idea.
Ooh, ouch.
So, yeah, exactly. So, and some of them are little bitty suckers. So, you know, I don't walk through this grass. Besides that, when it gets a little warmer before the grass dies back, you don't want to walk through tall grass because you may end up getting snake bit. So you don't want to do that. You know, it's not a good idea. In the desert, taller grass is not a good idea. Short grass is okay, but it doesn't live very long because the heat will kill it very quickly. That's just how it goes here. You take the good with the bad, and you take a vacation in Washington State and walk through my sister's backyard and mow grass, or you take a vacation to Europe somewhere and walk through the grass in the rain.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
My grass is like a thick carpet at the moment.
Well, that would be wonderful. I love that.
Yeah,
and you're not going to find rattlesnakes in it either. So
no.
I can deal with that. I can deal with that.
Well, I have mostly St. Augustine, so mine doesn't come out until, you know, late spring because it doesn't get hot enough. So,
well, you don't live
anyway.
In the desert. See,
you don't
live
do
in the desert. I've got my grass right now is approximately 12 to 14 inches high and going to seed.
Oh, no.
So, and I always let
it
go to seed because then I don't have to plant it again the next year. Yeah, honey, this is a desert. Things are a little different here, just a little different. But anyway, I want to say thank you for everybody for joining me. It's wonderful. And thank you, Susan and Ann, for coming back over and over and over again. That I do appreciate that. That tenacity is wonderful. The old British stick-to-itiveness. I like it. And thank you for all my friends and family who have joined me today. Thank you so much. Please come back again. let's see, Sean is not going to have shows until next week because a critter chewed through her internet cable. So I'm not going to put a plug in for her for tomorrow's show because she's not going to have it. That's just how it goes. But I will be having my Saturday rock and roll show on the TCB network at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. Make sure all your clocks are changed because you're a week behind if they aren't, honey. And it's going to be some more fun. It's more of the same music I've been playing today, so it's always a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, we've got the Gospel Hour, which is actually an hour and a half, but, you know, hey, that's hardly enough time.
Those are great. Those are great.
It's hardly enough.
Those are really enough.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoy it. It's hardly enough time, but that's what it is. It's an hour and a half. Gospel music, and, hey, you can listen to me talk. I don't know if you enjoy that or not, but, hey, that's part of the deal. You got, you know,
that's
you
right.
Listen to
we,
me preach a little bit.
But anyway,
I just say, whatever comes into my head. So,
and say hello to the other girls, and I will talk to you another time, and thank you again for the show.
Good enough. Thank you. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so I don't have enough time for a closing song, but you know what? I'm going to play one anyway. And it's an old Elvis song. It's called Young Dreams.
Young dreams of love, young dreams of love.
Young dreams.
Young dreams, young dreams.
My heart is filled with your dreams.
Dreams.
And I'm longing to share them all with you. In my noon and night, take my hand.